My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Welcome back to Grant and Danny on The Fan, a Darris Dameron, Ryan Clary production today. This show is sponsored daily by our friends, the law firm Condori and Murad. They'll guide you and your family in the right direction. They'll help you to draft a will, set up a trust, and create a healthcare power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. You'll get a discount. kmlawyers.com. My parents went to Condori and Murad. They're very glad they did, and they told me to tell you guys that it was an amazing experience, and that's why we are sending you to Condori and Murad here at Grant and Danny. Remember, you can sign up for our fantasy football league right now. Go take a quiz at Grant H. Paulson at Funny Danny to try to win your way in to the league. The quiz is available on our Twitter accounts or at facebook.com/Grant and Danny. You've got to take the quiz, submit your results by midnight. The best graded quizzes are going to get into the Fantasy League. We'll make the announcement on the show tomorrow. We are drafting on Tuesday in Crystal City. Even if you're not into the league, you can come hang out with us for the draft, be part of the night. It's going to be fun. We're at Highline R&R over in Crystal City on Crystal Drive in Arlington, Virginia. But let's get to the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app. Visit BetQL.com. We are joined now by former ACC Player of the Year, national champion Danny Cannell via Bet Online to get the college football season started. Danny, we are fired up. You have you back on the show.
Grant, Danny, what's going on, fellas? I'm fired up to talk to you. You know what that means, baby. It is time for some action. It's been a long offseason. There's been a lot of speculation about a lot of teams, like who's going to look like what. What's the conference realignment going to look like? We get to find out this weekend. I am fired up.
How different are things going to feel with this 12-team playoff system getting introduced this year? It's going to feel new and fresh and shiny and clean for a while, I imagine, Danny.
Oh, absolutely. I think this is one of the best developments we've seen in college football, maybe in the last 50 years. Like, I was kind of excited when they went from the BCS to the 4-team, but I was like, man, that's still a really small number, 4 teams out of 130 that can make it. And going to 12, I think the most interesting aspect to it, and some people don't like this, and I'll give you an example. Florida State last week loses to Georgia Tech, right? My alma mater. In years past, that might have been a devastating blow. Like, man, you have almost no chance to work your way back into the top four, but you not only can win your way back in the top 12, you also can still win the ACC potentially, which is an automatic berth to the 12-team playoff. In fact, at a Power Four conference, it'd give you an automatic top seed, in a bye for the 12-team playoff. So I actually like that. I think there's a lot of teams throughout history who have lost games early and missed out on a championship, maybe due to injury, maybe due to somebody starting that wasn't supposed to, and they were able to play their way back in. Most importantly, though, I think the month of November is going to be that much more entertaining for way more fan bases. Historically, it's only been about 8 to 9 teams that felt like they could make it in that top four. Now we'll probably go 25 deep, and it'll be a lot of fun. It'll make more meaningful games in November that I cannot wait to look forward to. So I think it's going to be a really fun season.
So we've had so many evolutions, right? I mean, you and I are old enough to remember when, like, Washington and Georgia Tech just shared it. No chance they would play. The voters just voted, and that was the end. There was no ceremony, no nothing. Then we go to the BCS. Then we kind of go to this tournament. And the reason I wanted one more evolution was I want that UCF magical season. I want them involved. I want that Boise State team to be involved in a playoff. Whether they were going to win it or not, I just kind of wanted to see that. That's more fun than the sort of same collection of blue bloods, and I'm going, okay, now we got 12, it's going to happen. But is it? Does it feel like it's going to be more wide open, or is it now, well, we got two major conferences and it'll be, you know, 5 teams from each one and Notre Dame probably. How's it going to shake out?
Yes. Oh, it'll be largely dominated by the power conferences. So in the Power Four, there's really the Super Two, right? Let's be honest. The Big Ten and SEC, just go follow the money. That's always what you have to do in college athletics and probably anywhere else in life. Follow the money. They have the richest TV contracts from ESPN and Fox, respectively, the Big Ten and the SEC. So I would expect of the 12, 4 from each of those two. And I already saw Nick Saban making his predictions, trying to get 5 SEC teams in the 12-team field. Here's the one good thing, but I do think you better enjoy it before it goes away. There will be at least one Group of 5 team in the playoff, and it'll probably be that 12th seed, but they are guaranteed a spot. The highest-ranked Group of 5 conference champion will get a chance to play that role of Cinderella, and I agree with you. Like, I was a big backer of UCF when they got left out, that they should have had a chance. I was a fan when Cincinnati got a chance, and actually, I thought they held their own. They didn't beat Alabama, but they played Bama just as good as a lot of teams. And one of the things we love about the NCAA tournament in basketball, Cinderella stories, right? Like those upsets, that first round. We love seeing those. Here's the thing, though. I think we could possibly get an upset. I don't think we see a Cinderella run to the championship game. There just is such a big gap in the talent level. And while I say that, I do think, so they're going to revisit the structure in 2 years. And I think we're probably closer to having the Group of 5 teams have their own playoff system and their own champion, as opposed to still getting access to this one with the big boys. Again, follow the money. Those teams are not going to like, I can just hear it now. Greg Sankey, the commissioner of the SEC, when a Boise State gets in saying, well, our 5th best team would be favored by 3 touchdowns versus Boise State. You know, he's going to make that argument, and their voices carry a lot of weight. I don't think it should matter. I hate using that, you know, philosophy, using point spreads to justify teams in the playoff. We've seen that before. I'm with you. I wish we could see that Cinderella-type run, you know, still exist. But my stronger feeling is after 2 years, probably their chance goes away.
Danny Cannell, BetOnline, BetOnline.net. You can check out BetOnline for updated college football playoff win totals, conference, Heisman, and college football week one lines. Danny, specific to the realignment in the Super 2 conferences you referenced, what are the big storylines? And for the casuals, what do they need to know about all the change going into the season?
Well, first of all, it's going to take a while to get used to, right? Like, just speaking the lingo of college football. Like, I was doing a discussion on my radio show in the morning a couple months ago, and we were looking for big, you know, non-conference matchups and who the Big Ten was playing. And I glossed right over USC playing LSU on Sunday night in Las Vegas because I had forgot that USC is now a Big Ten team, right?
Right.
USC, UCLA. Like, that to me, just logistically, compartmentally in my brain, it's going to take me a while to say USC, UCLA are Big Ten teams, along with Oregon and Washington. The one thing also that I think fans need to know about, and this is why when both commissioners, when it was Tony Petitti of the Big Ten and Greg Sankey of the SEC, one of the things that they both have said is it's about matchups, and it's supposed to be about the fans. And that is going to be really exciting. When you see some of these matchups on the table like a Texas hosting Georgia as an SEC conference game. That'll be a ton of fun. Like the Florida Gators hosting the Oklahoma Sooners, or just, you know, these new players at the party. You're going to see some really good matchups throughout the season. Every college football season in the past few years, there have been some weekends that have been kind of sleepy, and you're like, where's the good matchup? Every single weekend, there's going to be some sensational matchups. Like, there's going to be at least two or three because of the conference realignment. I still think it'd get better. I still think we should get to a place where everyone's playing the same amount of Power Four teams, and we need to kind of iron that out. But I'll take some of these phenomenal matchups that we're going to see early this season. It's going to be a ton of fun.
So we know the top of the board, a lot of the usual suspects here in Georgia, Ohio State, Oregon, Texas, Alabama, right there in your top five. Danny, give me a couple of teams that are maybe outside of that group, maybe 10 or lower, that you like, you know, maybe working their way up, making some noise, that have some potential to disrupt here.
Oh, I got a few. Now, here's the thing, because I do think some people thought, oh, we'll open up to 12 teams. That'll bring parity, because for a long time, it's either been Bama, it's been Georgia, it's been Clemson. It's like the same three or four teams, Ohio State. And it was great to see Michigan last year kind of shake things up and have a new player to the party. I think it'll be harder for some of these long shots to go through three or four games to win a national championship. But, hey, the teams that could do it, I like Texas A&M, the Aggies. Now, they have a monster game this weekend against Notre Dame, coming to town, Kyle Field. The place is going to be electric. They've got a quarterback and a guy named Connor Wegman who has played a little bit, and he's been really good when he's played, but the last two seasons have been cut short by injury. If he stays healthy, I think they could be the team that surprises. Of all these new schedules we've talked about, their schedule is still pretty favorable, and I really like Mike Elko, the job that he's done there as the new head coach coming over from Duke. You know, they had Jimbo Fisher. There was always sort of some sort of drama coming out. There was issues with recruits. You had to kick guys off the team. Guys disgruntled about playing time. Feels like they're more about business now. And I still think the one thing that Jimbo Fisher left behind was a pretty loaded cupboard. There still are a lot of 4 and 5 stars on that team. So if come together, I could see the Aggies being a fun bet from a long shot perspective, 45-1. Another one that I'll give to you, another team on display this weekend. Now, I don't love their chances to win this weekend, but that's the beauty of this system. Like, it doesn't matter. You could lose this game. The Miami Hurricanes, this is the most talented roster that they've had since joining the ACC. We're talking about 20 years. They've got the most stacked roster with 4 and 5-star talent, and most importantly, a quarterback who I think is a difference maker in Cam Ward, who transferred in. He started his career at Incarnate Word, and he threw 47 touchdown passes at the FCS, won the award for player of the year at that level, goes to Washington State, puts up two pretty good years on a team that's not that great. Statistically, he had pretty strong numbers that he put up. Now he goes to a situation where he's got a back, and Damian Martinez was another transfer portal addition the Hurricanes made. Pair that with a defense, which has added some portal guys, and they've already been recruiting pretty well. All that being said, and I do kind of like them, if it all comes together for them, I think they could be that team. Mario Cristobal, the head coach down there, better get it going, or else he's going to be facing some serious answers. Because I think most people, the win total for them is 9.5. I think they should go over. I think even Miami fans feel like, yeah, that should be an over. If he struggles and they go, you know, 8 wins or less, boy, Mario Cristobal is going to find himself probably on that hot seat conversation the following season. But I like their chances to get it done this year.
You can see why we love talking college football with Danny Cannell, the former national champion at Florida State and 4th-round pick in the NFL, joining us via Bet Online here on Grant and Danny. Danny, I actually want to hop up to the top of the rankings and the top of the board. Danny kind of glossed over Georgia, Ohio State, Dan Lanning in Oregon, Texas, Alabama with a new head coach, Ole Miss, everybody's kind of crowning coming into the season with Lane Kiffin. If you would just go rapid fire, if you don't mind, a few thoughts on each of those teams and what you like and what you don't like, or who's as good as we expect and maybe who isn't.
So the favorites, I am pretty chalky, like on my postseason, like Final Four picks, who's going to win it. My pick to win it all was Oregon over Georgia. So a couple of the favorites in there, if you want a little bit better value, Oregon's at +750 as opposed to Georgia, who's a pretty heavy favorite. So the team that I did not talk about, did not pick, is Ohio State. And I'll steal this from Kirk Herbstreit because I saw him say it the other day on Pat McAfee's show. Ohio State has this loaded roster, right? That has never been the problem at Ohio State. They've always had talented players on the roster. The one thing they've lacked is both a mental toughness and a physical toughness, which is kind of crazy considering the talent they have on the team. How do they respond? Like, how do they respond to that? Because they've been owned the past three seasons by Michigan, and they've got the opportunity. They have to go to Oregon in the regular season where they could have to travel, take this thing on the road. They have Michigan come into their place, and then they have a Penn State game on the road. They'll be favored probably in every single game except for that game in Oregon. I think there's a chance they could be an underdog in that situation. But I'm very curious to see with this superstar team, how do they come together? Like, how do they galvanize around each other? Most of the time when you see these national championship runs, you see teams that really have a lot of guys that come back, which Ohio State did. They had guys on the defensive side of the ball that could have gone pro, decided to come back. So I like some of the messaging coming out, but I need to see it. And the biggest question mark I have for them is their quarterback, Will Howard, who really is the only question mark. He played, he has a nice career at Kansas State, won a Big 12 title there, but this is a whole different ballgame going to Ohio State with the type of pressure you're going to get from your own fan base. And then I'll go with you to round it out. The team that has the fourth best odds, plus 750, like Oregon, is the Texas Longhorns. They are a team that I do think they'll make the playoffs. I do think they'll be in that 10-2 conversation. I've got them playing Georgia in the SEC championship game. Quinn Ewers, I think, is probably one of the more underrated starting quarterbacks in the country. Steve Sarkisian always puts up pretty good offensive game plans. And, oh, by the way, if anything happens to him, Arch Manning is sitting there waiting in the wings. My biggest question mark, what I worry about them, is the defensive line. They lost a couple guys in the interior to the NFL, and I'm kind of curious to see where they stack up. And then lastly, so I don't ramble too long, two teams last year that were in the Final Four that I think we're forgetting about, Alabama and Michigan. Like, Alabama, Kalen DeBoer, they still have a lot of talent on that roster. By the way, he's got his quarterback, who was a finalist for the Heisman, returning as well. They're not going anywhere. I think they'll have a say in this kind of finale and see if they can be in there in November. I think they'll be in the mix. And then Michigan, I don't feel quite as confident, but they have beaten Ohio State 3 years in a row and won the Big Ten. Like, this is a team that knows how to win, and I think they're, like, sort of that perfect mix of talent. Plus, you talk about chip on the shoulder, everyone, you know, picking Ohio State yet again, and they're like, wait a second, we just won the national championship and no one's giving us a chance. If they figure out quarterback, they could be a team that could be reckoned with.
Danny mentioned the Heisman. I'm throwing a couple shekels on Jalen Milroe, I think, but there's some guys with some better odds. Who do you like, and give me your prediction?
I went super chalky, and I hate it because the favorite never wins. I did pick Dillon Gabriel. You know, I had them to win the national championship as well. He's very, very similar to Bo Nix, like similar style of player. And he's going to go down as probably the most prolific passer in college football history, which I kind of don't like because he gets an extra year. Like, that's the college football record books are going to be skewered because of all these guys that have an extra COVID year and, you know, their fifth and sixth year seniors. But he's still going to get that advantage of getting this sort of lifetime achievement award. And I think he's going to put up monster numbers. And then I talked a little bit about him earlier. If you wanted a little bit longer shot, I do like Cam Ward, the quarterback from Miami. Think about the narrative as well as the quarterback who brought Miami back, right? That's going to be such a big storyline if the Miami Hurricanes are relevant in November. He's electric, too. He doesn't always play within the system. And I think Heisman voters love getting that Heisman moment. I think he's got some opportunities for that. So I like Cam Ward as a little bit of a longer shot in that Heisman race.
Danny Cannell, Grant and Danny, here on the Fan, BetOnline, BetOnline.net. I don't know if you have question-asking privileges of Colorado or not. I'm not sure if you're in the cool kids
Are you
club.
In the circle?
Oh, I'm definitely barred. I am definitely barred. Yeah. We had a little tussle last year, me and Dion. I'm definitely barred.
Yeah, you and me both. I mean, he doesn't know who I am, but he'd bar me if he did. I guess my question about Colorado, they play tonight at 8. There's a slate tonight, by the way, top 25 games to watch, including 11 Missouri in action at home. A number 22 Kansas is playing. But Colorado on ESPN, 8 o'clock kick this evening, I think is going to draw the most attention. Where are you at on them this season? It was a very turbulent offseason for Sanders in the program, but he's got a couple of the best players in America.
Oh, it was a turbulent year last year for them, right? They started off on fire, then collapsed at the end. They fired their offensive coordinator, which was like the one bright spot of the team was the offensive numbers they were putting up. Like, I think you're going to see more of the same. The thing is, like, do we get the same type of fireworks that we saw to them? Can they beat a Nebraska again the way they did last year, which was one of their more impressive wins? They're in the Big 12, which is kind of wild. Like, it's wide open. I think there's going to be some teams that are very evenly matched in the Big 12. I know Shador is going to play really well. Travis Hunter is one of the best players in the country, playing wide receiver and DB, which I love. But, like, Deion is a circus. Like, the criticisms that he's taken are valid. Not like people are just making stuff up out of thin air. He brings a lot of attention. And for somebody who's a Hall of Famer and one of the best college players to ever play, one of the best NFL players, man, does he have some thick skin. But I think what Deion struggles with is, as a player, he could be brash and confident, and then he could go out there on the field himself and back it up and shut up his critics. I think he's struggling with being that brash, confident coach who feels hopeless when his team can't get it done. And I think that's a struggle for him, and I think he's still trying to navigate that. To answer your question, like, if I was going to lean one way or another, I think they're right around their win total, which is 5.5. I think probably 5 or 6 wins is probably where I expect them to be. I'd probably lean under just because of the uncertainty. But at the same time, I wouldn't be shocked if they were 8 or 9 wins, because they are a team that does thrive on the attention, that thrives on success. But I think a strong start is critical for them. Like, tonight's game is not a cakewalk. North Dakota State has beaten 6 out of the 7 FBS opponents they face. They are an FCS team, lower level. They have played the role of giant slayer pretty well. Then next week they have to go to Nebraska, where they'll probably be dogs. Like, the start of the season to me is crucial for Colorado, because the one thing that we've seen from this circus atmosphere, when they face adversity, they don't always respond and they don't always handle it well. So very critical to the start of Colorado season.
Check out BetOnline, updated college football playoff win totals, conference Heisman, and college football week one lines. Danny Cannell via BetOnline. We're keeping you too long, so we'll end it here. Just a little local flavor. We got a bunch of Virginia Tech, JMU, University of Maryland, UVA fans. Any thoughts on any of our local DMV, DC, Virginia area schools? Anything that you like this season?
Heck yes. I like the Hokies a lot. I do. I like Brent Pry. I like the job he's done. They have 20 out of 22 starters coming back. Their quarterback, Kyron Drones, is really special. I do like them to go on the road at Vanderbilt this weekend. I would lay the 13.5 and back the Hokies. But overall, in general, so, you know, a lot of predictions, and when guys look at it, it's very unique to college football, because you can get a schedule that is completely different than some of the other teams within your own conference, just luck of the draw sometimes. They've got a very favorable schedule. They do have to go to Miami, but that's probably the one game that you look at and you're like, there's two games, Miami and Clemson, that they host. They're at Lane Stadium, one of the best home field advantages, that I feel like, okay, those are games maybe they could struggle, but every other game on the schedule, I think they could win. So 9-3, I think, is well within reason for Virginia Tech. And if they kind of capture some magic, I think you can see a 10-win season. And then what happens? Are they in the playoff conversation? That could be really interesting. I'm mildly worried about the September 21st matchup with Rutgers. But overall, I still like the Hokies this season as a whole.
Danny, awesome as always, man. Enjoy the games tonight, and we'll catch up during the season, buddy. Thank you.
Love catching up with you guys, man. Enjoy the games.
Danny Cannell on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Assistant General Manager Lance Newmark talked out in Ashburn today, and he said that the Commanders got way more done from a personnel standpoint and with player acquisitions than he expected this offseason. Do we agree? That's next on G&D.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back to Grant and Danny on the Fan, taking you up to 6:30 tonight, 3 hours from right now. We will be with you throughout the afternoon and evening, live and local, into the night at 106.7 The Fan. The reason being, no Nats tonight. Day off, which is rare on a homestand. They played at home yesterday, they played home tomorrow, and they are off. During the baseball season, how many of those do you think they get with their families at their houses?
7 to 8. Maybe
I would say less.
Less, you think?
I was thinking like 2 or 3, something like that. Tops. Normally, that they build something in, like a charity event or some type of endeavor.
That's
with
a good
the
point.
Club.
Yeah, like a early season Nats gala or whatever kind of deal, you know.
So I just want to get this out of the way. There was nothing particularly funny. A lot of people are tweeting me at Grant H. Paulson asking what was going on during the read. I wish I had a better story.
You caught the giggles. What happened?
Yes, I mean there was something funny said. So right before I did the read, we were kind of kicking around, you and I, like a couple of questions for Adam Peters, who's going to be on the show at 4:15. And one of the questions that came up was, what's it like to look in the mirror and to see your jawline and just know that that gets to be your jawline every single day? Which is funny. It's not that funny, but it's funny.
A little thing.
And I like wrote down jawline on the list of questions in front of me.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of moved on. But then for whatever reason, right before I started the read, I just pictured him like looking in the mirror at his jawline. And it just at that point, I was like, okay, don't make it obvious that you're about to laugh. And now you start, tell yourself not to do something. Good luck.
Yeah, good luck.
And so I wish I had a better story. There were times where Danny has ruined a read for me.
I've done that.
With his flatulence.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like that.
To be very clear, the instant Grant touched on the microphone, it sounded like a tuba through a megaphone went off. And it came from me, and it was my fault.
You're talking about the last time.
Yeah, the time where I had a butt burp, and it was loud, and you couldn't concentrate, and I ruined your read, and I felt bad for you and the wonderful product you're endorsing. Everyone assumed in the glass menagerie in here, Ryan and Darris and company, and others sort of passing by.
They're like, what'd you do?
That I had done something this time.
You did not.
I was befuddled. Grant starts chuckling, looks at me, and then everyone else looking at me. I'm going, I swear to God, I didn't do anything. I feel like Charlie Sheen at the end of Major League. Like, I didn't know who she was. I swear to God. I'm just sitting there, just totally guilty, without doing anything.
Yes, I would like to take Danny off the hot seat. It was not his fault. And I wish there was something hilarious. There really isn't. I mean, it's kind of funny.
Just picture Adam
but it was just literally like
in the mirror.
The idea of what's it like to have your jawline as a question for him, which is not something we're going to actually ask him. Or now maybe we have to, I guess. And just the idea of him like looking in the mirror going like, you've got a good jawline.
Yeah. Hey, Adam, what's up, buddy? Nice jawline. Thanks, pal. Have a great day.
That's it. That's all I got. There's not a whole lot more to it than that. His assistant general manager is Lance Newmark. He actually spoke today, and he doesn't speak very often, so this was kind of cool to see him meeting with the media after the roster cut down and the offseason that's now come and gone as week one really kicks off officially after the holiday day off for the players on Monday. And they're actually going to be at the facility on Monday working, I guess I should say, but that'll be the next time that they're there because they're getting the day off tomorrow. But Newmark talked about the fact that they got more done, that they were able to make more moves, and that from whatever the expectations were for this front office going into the offseason to what they were actually able to accomplish, they did more than he anticipated in Ashburn today with the media.
Well, it's been a very active 5 or 6 months, whatever it's been. Every day we've come in here with the attitude of trying to get this better, to make this team as competitive as it can be right away, while also trying to build a team that's going to be competitive for the long haul. So every day we just try to find ways to get better, try to find ways to improve our roster, improve our process, whether it's free agency, whether it's the draft, whether it's workouts, whether it's going back on guys that have been hurt. We try to look under every rock and find every opportunity to improve, and we're trying to do that as fast as we can.
What do you make of that? Because I think you and I at different points have kind of been both excited and occasionally whelmed. Not under or overwhelmed, but whelmed with what they've been able to pull off. It was a busy offseason. The quantity was there.
Yeah.
The quality maybe was underwhelming some in the sense that we both wanted like a really good wide receiver. We both wanted a really good tackle. And clearly if he's coming out saying we did more than we thought we'd do, what they thought was going to happen going in and what we were kind of expecting were two different things.
Yeah, so they kind of showed you what the thought was. Taking over a dreadful roster that went 4-13 needed a lot of turnover. And the way I interpreted it was, we didn't think the Bobby Wagners of the world would choose us. Right? You know, like a guy that's going to be in demand. Where you'd go, we're going to sign you to a one-year deal for not that much money. Bobby Wagner would go choose, you wouldn't think it's Washington because it hasn't been in decades. You would choose, I don't know, someone that's going to be good or a team that's on the ascent. Like if Houston offered Bobby Wagner the same amount of money, you'd probably choose there. That's a team that's on the rise. But maybe you won more of those little battles or those face-offs, or you got guys that you weren't sure you were going to get. You know, it's like a college coach. You're waiting for signing day, 6 different 5-stars. You're hoping for 3 of them, and you got 4. Doesn't necessarily mean you're going to win everything, but it's maybe more than you thought. That was my guess as to what he meant.
I just took it to mean we made a lot of moves. You don't normally make this many moves. I mean, by the time the season starts, there's going to be probably 35 players out of 53 that were not here to last season. Think about that. There's not another team in the league that can say that. That is a massive overhaul. So I just think he means how many teams went out and signed 25 free agents in the first couple of weeks of free agency? Like the Commanders did. I think it's a quantity conversation that he's having. He came from Detroit, where he was instrumental in helping to build what was a really, really good team with Brad Holmes, the general manager there. Dan Campbell, Ben Johnson, Aaron Glenn leading that coaching staff as the head coach and the coordinators. But I always wonder, when you go get a guy, the way that I would do it, and that's what Adam Peters did, who are the ascending awesome teams in my conference? Let's bring as many of those people in that built that so that they can replicate it here. How do you take those previous experiences, like putting together a Lions team where you've got Jahmyr Gibbs, David Montgomery, Craig Reynolds in the backfield, and Amon-Ra St. Brown with Jameson Williams, Khalif Raymond, Isaiah Williams at receiver, and a tight end room with LaPorta and Brock Wright and Parker Hesse. Like, they're loaded everywhere. Really good line. Goff and Hendon Hooker at quarterback. They're stellar on defense. There just aren't holes on that team. He was a part of that operation. So how do you try to then implement that here?
Going back to, you brought up Dan Campbell, and I think there's a lot of similarities between Coach Campbell and Coach Quinn in terms of they really believe in team. They really believe in brotherhood. They really believe in, character and love of football. I think that the kind of people we're trying to get here believe in football. They believe in work. They believe in, you know, team first and just that mentality that you see, you know, anybody, anywhere, anytime. There's really people that love to be around the game day in and day out. And I think that's what we're trying to do here. And it's similar to what I've done in the past.
As far as slogans go, and that's like Hall of Fame tough guy slogan, mm-hmm. anybody, anywhere, anytime. I kind of like it. Like, it looks good on a T-shirt.
Yeah, you need stuff like that.
I mean, it is such a football cowboy bit. Like, anybody, anywhere, anytime, I'll fight you in a bar and I'll fight you in my living room. I'll just fight because I'm a fighter.
We'll do it on the moon.
I mean, it's a little bit cringe, but I love it in a way, too.
Yeah.
You just kind of, it's football, man.
This stuff is cheesy. It's cheesy if you and me in the office space, you know, we're getting together at the Monday morning staff meeting. We want our attitude here at G&D. Our attitude is we'll fight you anywhere. That's our idea is we're going to outwork every single person around. We will fight you anywhere. Here, moon, Mars, doesn't matter. We're fighting. All right. Okay. We're
fighting for ratings.
We're still doing government contracting.
Chris Russell, we'll slap him when he needs. You know what? No, we're not. But it's football.
But in football, you do it.
You fight.
You organize fighting. Not the actual fighting that Ron Rivera wanted to get out of the league.
You claw with your fingernails but for like, that inch.
Figuratively trying hard. That's the fighting.
This was more on Newmark, on the changes that they made and it exceeding the original expectation.
I'm excited about where we are. You know, I think we're always, like we said, we're always trying to get better. But I'm excited with what we've done. I feel like... We've worked really hard. We've done a lot of things in every avenue possible, whether it's free agency, whether it's the draft. I feel like it's a good balance of new and old. You know, I think there's, you know, 22 players from last year's team on this one. So it's some guys that have been here that have shown that they, you know, want to be here and that they've earned a spot on this team. But there's also a lot of new energy and a lot of new excitement, you know, from the outside. So it's a cool blend of existing players and new talent. Overall, like I said, I feel really excited about where we are in the process. Probably, we were able to do a little bit more in this 6 months than I thought we were going to be able to in terms of player acquisition and getting to where I think, you know, we're going to be a fun team to watch. So, it's been a great 6 months. I'm really happy with where we are.
See, that even speaks to maybe them getting to a point where they feel like they're a better team than he thought they'd be able to be coming off the four wins last season. Double play, what's going on in our lives, nothing to do with sports, is next on Grant and Danny. We are blitzing, like always, right at the top of the hour in 20 minutes at 4. Remember, spread the word, please. Let everybody on the Commanders text group that you've got know. Adam Peters is joining us live at 4:15 right here on The Fan. Commanders General Manager Adam Peters on the show at 4:15 today, and at 6, we're giving away tickets to see Kevin Hart at DAR Constitution Hall. Plenty of reasons to stick with us here on The Fan. Our double play comes your way driven by your local Washington-area Honda dealer. Stop in for a great deal on the rugged and capable Honda Pilot. Contact your local Washington-area Honda dealers today.
GP, as you know, I'm a gamer, and per your recommendation, I checked out Black Myth Wukong.
Finally!
You were beating the drum on this.
Yes.
From game developer. Which company made it? Do you remember? The developer? Do you remember which one it is?
I'm not telling you.
But you can just tell me if you remember or not.
I do.
You don't have to say the name of it.
Bethesda Games.
First of all, don't taunt me or tease me like it's a Bethesda game. It's absolutely not a Bethesda game. That's funny. That's a good joke. I remember when Grant joked, I wrote it down in my journal. It's from developer Game Science.
Game Science.
Not a huge history, to be honest
not
with you.
Not a big history.
I didn't play Art of War Red Tides. Did you?
Loved it, actually.
You did? You liked it a lot?
Red Tides? Art of War?
Red Tides. Tides.
Yeah, that's what I said. Art of War?
You liked it?
Loved it.
How many hours did you think to completion?
34.
Really? Me. That fast? God, I forget. I'm such a mole. I take forever. Yeah. There are shades of Ghosts of Tsushima in this game.
I didn't feel any Ghosts of Tsushima.
I mean, again, I don't know why you say hurtful things. There, in terms of gameplay, fighting style, and combat, it's a lot of Ghosts of Tsushima. You got a little bit of the Blood Souls kind of style, you know, from Software in terms of it's unforgiving. It doesn't allow just like a tank style to play. Long and short is this, it's done incredibly well. It's getting rave reviews. I get a lot of tweets, JP Finlay style, from people like, have you played it? Have you played it? I got it. I'm a couple hours in. I'm hooked. It's so well done. We are in such a golden age of gaming and entertainment for people that love to stay home. And I'm one of those people.
Yeah.
It's so delightful. But again, early on, I'm not even really sure what the plot is. I'm not even sure I care. I'm having a great time going around, leveling my character up, beating bosses that are really hard, figuring out a way to overcome them. Really satisfying. Early returns, GP. I'm going to go 8.5 out of 10 carbohydrates. Very early into Black Myth Wukong.
Okay.
This looks like a pretty substantial undertaking here, if I'm being honest. But overall, really, really enjoying it. Having a great time. And thank you again for the recommendation.
My pleasure. I'm just glad you finally listened. I gave it 9 buffalo wings out of 10. I, early on, so how long have you been playing it?
Probably 2.5 hours, 3 hours.
Okay. So at that point, well, I was clearly further along than you are.
Yeah. Because you know I take forever. You know how I
very
play.
Very slow on video games. Mm-hmm. I know that about you. What I had thought at that point was I wasn't quite sure what we were doing with the plot yet,
mm-hmm.
but I was just being satisfied by the fight against the bad guys are hard to beat.
Yeah.
And that was satisfaction.
Boss fights, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, the boss fights.
The bosses.
Yeah.
I call them the bad guys, as you know.
Yeah.
But
industry term.
Yeah. At this point, I didn't know the plot, but wait till you find out. You're going to love it.
Well, maybe I will, maybe I won't. It's like
I think you will.
They're so excited to do plot stuff, and it's like, that's adorable. Could I just get back to destroying bosses with my staff? Like, that's what I want to do.
Sure.
Yeah.
Shades of Ghosts of Tsushima in that way.
Yeah, the combat style is the same. That's what I said. The different stances, the different, you know, sort of builds that you have to do to make use of those different things. I love the one where you balance on top of your weapon. While someone's trying to hack underneath you?
Yes.
How much fun is that?
It's time for my double play. I had to go to the bathroom yesterday while walking to my car in the Navy Yard after watching some Nats baseball. And I ran into one of the little sports bar, little restaurants in this area, and they were doing trivia. I'm here to tell you guys, I dropped the ball. Clary, you should be doing trivia all the time. Daris, you should be doing trivia. I am so bummed out that I was never a trivia guy. I did it a couple times, and both times I loved it. It was so fun. You go out with a bunch of people. You're single. You're young. You're at a bar. There's other people there. They're single. They're young. There's no kids at home. And you just have some beverages and some snack foods, and you be merry, and you answer some questions, or you don't. Trivia, man.
Trivia.
At a bar. Why wasn't I a trivia guy? I feel like I should have been more of a trivia guy. And I am here to tell Ryan, who's the perfect age for it, especially living in Arlington.
What you should be doing.
But Daris, who's a single guy, go play trivia. It's just a fun thing. It looks fun. I wanted to be like, man, I wonder if I just sit here, if I could join a team and tell my wife I was at trivia night. Like, it was just wacky questions. I knew one of them. I was pretty fired up about it.
It's so exciting when you know it.
I mean, it's just, why am I not a trivia guy? And I know now I'm just an old person with children and... Mm-hmm. I can't do that anymore, but I should have been. I was. I'm not even good at it, but like that's my activity.
Yeah, it's a trivia. Fun camaraderie at the table, right?
Of course.
Of course you can't cheat, but it's fun where you're like, I don't know, and somebody's like, I do, because I took chemistry. And you're like, what? How do you know that?
That's the thing. I think if I would have done it, I would have gotten serious about it. I'd have had a like, sports guy on my team. Mm-hmm. You're our geography guy.
Right.
Daris, you would have been my weather guy.
Or stadium guy. Yeah.
Clary could have been my explain it all guy. We could have been like a little bit of everything. Claire, do you do any trivia? You should absolutely add that to the portfolio.
We do trivia. We really used to a lot more than over the last few months here, but we used to do trivia like every Tuesdays and or Wednesdays.
It's great.
And it's awesome. It was one of my favorite times going out. I mean, we went to O'Sullivan's in Clarendon. We've been to like Boardroom. We've been to...
So you didn't have a home court. You bounced around.
We bounced around everywhere. So, there's a sports bar out in Clarendon as well, or in Ballston. I forgot it. But
First down.
First down would do one as well. Awesome time.
So our guy Christian that works on our sales staff now, is also a comic. He does a trivia and comedy night at Highline, which I've done several times, where we're going to be doing our draft from. So he runs that pretty much every month. It is the most fun. I'm telling you. He's awesome at doing running the trivia. It's always like the right level of he does it.
On the mic guy?
He does everything.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
It's butt fun.
If you're listening to me and you're between the ages of 21 and 27, there's no reason you don't have a weekly appointment at trivia. Go shtick it up. Eat some wings. Why not? What are you doing? Darius, do you feel like you're too old? Do you want to be at your house?
No, it's actually a hole in my game. I've always thought it'd be fun to do that, to go to trivia nights. But yeah, I just don't know anybody that's ever been like, hey, let's go to trivia. And I don't know. It's kind of a hole in my game, for sure.
I was driving last night, going home after seeing the trivia, and I'm just like bummed out. I'm like, I missed that era. I missed the time for me to be the trivia guy. Adam Peters at 4:15 on Grant and Danny. Our blitz on the Nats and the Commanders next, right here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.